Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement about the first 3 years. Honor widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows in 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight has been a journey in getting this show together. You know, sometimes you don't feel like doing something. Well, tonight it's been a struggle because tonight has been a struggle in getting it, getting it together. I am always obedient in doing God's will. But tonight has been very troubling. But I have gone to the Master for strength to help me to get through this 30 minutes to encourage you with some encouragement. I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to also make the announcement at the beginning this year, this tonight. And then I'm going to go into some prayer time. But I wanted to read this verse. All things were, and this is Jesus talking, always talking to us. And if he was here today, this is, I think this will be, he will be saying to us. All things were created by me, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. I am your creator as well as your savior. Every breath you breathe is a gift from me. So it is wise to begin every day thanking me for the precious gift of life, regardless of how you're feeling. This act of thankfulness connects you with me, your living Savior, and help you find your way through the day. In me, all things hold together. Your life often feels fragments, with many things pulling you this way and that. Your time and energy permits you to do only a few percent of the possibility that you are bickering on you. So you need to get your priority and the most important thing first, and I will help you prioritize and do the most important things first. I will help you with this, and you stay in communication with me. The more you bring your thoughts and plans to me, seeking my guidance, the more effectively I can show you the way forward. Since all things hold together in me, your life holds together better than there is more of me in it. Let me read that last one again. Since all things hold together in me, your life holds together better when there is more of me in it. So here he's telling us we need to give us our all in all, everything, because he will make it better when we have us in him. So going to have to pray some really hard tomorrow, because it's some disturbing things that I am dealing with tonight. Very troubling. It's not pain. It's not depressed. It's a very unusual feeling. And I believe, and I will receive, that God is, and he will not let me continue to feel this way. But I am going to go on and make the announcement and talk about a few things before I go in prayer. I mentioned to you last couple of weeks, but pretty much more last week, that last year I did an 8-week session from November to December, and I also did another one starting in January to February, and the name of it is RAW, Restoring a Widow, One Day at a Time, and this also includes friends and family as well. It's a 8-week session, Journeying Through Grief. And I'm going to go over some of the title of some of the handbooks. It's 4 handbooks. And this session, it's going to be done on our AIR program every Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. There is a cost, and I would like for you to get the 4 books. and including the four books, the cost is going to be $20 each month. I would like for you to get the four books so you can go along with me as we do the 8 weeks. But out of that, I want you to come in person to one session each month for 90 minutes because there are several things that we need to go through some of those books during that time. We'll be giving out handouts. We're going to have our financial coach to come and talk with us. We're going to have testimonies from widows through their journey of grief as well. And at the end of the 8th session, we hope that by that time when you get through the both of the sessions, this year as well as next year, that you will purchase, if you don't already have a copy, purchase a copy of the new release book, not new release, but released a few years ago, A Widow's Touch. So this is what, and it's important that if you are going to be a part of it, I would like for you to try to get the book from me between now and next Tuesday, because next Tuesday is November 6th. I know it's going to be election night, but because you're going to already be up watching to see who's going to win, you can take 30 minutes of that time and listen so we can go through that first part of the book. And that's Journeying Through Grief. And we're going to do this for 8 weeks. And because I know it's a troubling time getting through the holiday. Thanksgiving, Christmas is coming up soon, and I can't believe that in a couple of days it will be November. So we all need that encouragement to get through this time in our lives because it's so much memory because we don't have that loved one with us. But the book is by Kenneth. The spelling of his name is H-A-U-G-K, and that's Hulk, and it's Journeying Through Grief, and it's book 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The first two books is going to be A Time to Grieve. The next one is Experiencing Grief, and it's four small books, and I would like for you to come and get them now. The $20 includes the four books as well as handouts and the sessions, the 90-minute session. So I need you to contact me. You have my email. You have my telephone number. You have my my cell number. But I will give you my homeland number before the end of this program. But I want to do all my announcements at the very beginning. So call me if you have questions or concerns or even how to get to me to get these books. Now, I don't have the books with me right this second. I'm going to have to get the books from my source who have lots of copies, and I probably won't get them until this weekend. So contact me. You can probably get it from me on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday before we begin. And I hope that you'll be able to get those books so you can go walk along with me during the 8-week session. It's really a great, great information in helping you to get through the holiday. Journeying Through Grief. And so if you have any questions, please call me. And like I say, we are going to be doing 8 weeks, November, December, and then another 8 weeks in January, February. And the reason why is because we won't be able to complete all four books in the 8th session because it covers a whole lot, and I would like to go over all of it with you, and plus I might have some additional information regarding the books, the topic itself. Also, I will have handouts during that 90-minute session. Someone also going to be coming to do a financial presentation, as well as testimonies from widows. It won't be probably one widow during that particular time, each session, but it's once a month. And I will give you the dates and everything if you are seriously interested, because now you are allowed to listen to it every show, but not having the books and getting that 90 minutes, that 90 minutes is very important, because there are things that we're going to discuss during that time that we want to discuss on the air. And this is pretty much personal information that we don't want to share to everyone. But I hope that you'll be encouraged to be a part of this. And if anyone else that you know would like to be part of this 8th session, and getting through, and this is not just for widows, it's for anyone who is going, have lost a close loved one, that it's going to be very difficult for you to get through the holiday. It's more or less the holiday blues, more or less that's what you feel as you're going through this time in your life. The other thing, announcement that I have also is, we have decided to cancel the cruise. The cruise was a little bit costly than we normally have, so we have canceled the cruise, and we are going to together to go on another trip during the same time, but not on the cruise. We are thinking about going with Diamond Tours again, like we did on a New Orleans trip. And we are going to the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. I'll give you more information regarding that soon. Once I finalize, I'll be talking with Diamond Tours tomorrow to finalize all the details so I can pass it on to you. And they will be sending the flyers. That's one thing about Diamond Tours. They supply the flyers and all the information, so it takes a lot off of me. And that'll be really good, because some things that I'll be doing for the next few months, additional to the session, that I'm going to need not to have that on my plate. And I will have all of that information for you on the air next Tuesday regarding exactly where, the date, as well as the amount. It will be very economical than the cruise that we were going to go on. And maybe the following year we will go on the cruise and try to get something. And maybe we'll start and do a 12-month payment plan for the cruise, so we can be able to enjoy ourselves. And it all might not be as expensive to us, because we pay on it little by little. And if you have any questions regarding any of these, please give me a call. My telephone number is 770-981-9118. And we have about 10 minutes left. And what I'm going to spend at this particular time tonight is for to be in prayer. Prayer for me and you as well. So I will say this is prayer time. I want to pray to our Father God, and also what I'm going to do too, I'm going to read something that I feel that God is going to be responding to me after me praying this prayer. O Heavenly Father, our Father God, my Emmanuel, my Prince of Peace, my King of Kings, my Redeemer, my Savior, my Bread of Life, and my bright and morning star. Right now, I am troubled by the ways of the world, Lord. I am sure each person on this line are troubled by something or some things. Loss of a loved one, a decision that needs to be made soon, financial trouble, relationship, loneliness because of the holidays that are coming up soon. Children are behaving differently and just discombobulate. That's the word I found today. And that's the way I feel right now, discombobulate. We know you are a provider, protector, healer, and especially a comforter. We don't feel so good right now. We are depressed, confused, shedding tears that can't stop, sadness by unexpected situations. We are truly, truly need your help, Lord. These are challenging moments we don't understand. Right now, we don't feel good in this present moment. My Lord, we are crying out to you like David in Psalms 142. In Psalms 142, David said, I call to the Lord for help. I plead with him. I bring him with all my complaints. I tell him all my trouble. When I'm ready to give up, he knows what I should do. In the path where I walk, my enemies have hidden a trap for me. When I look beside me, I see that there is no one to help me, no one to protect me, no one to care for me. Lord, I cry to you for help. You, Lord, you are my protector. You are all I want in this life. Listen to my cry for help, Lord. Save me from my enemies. They are too strong for me. Set me free from depress. Then in the assembly of your people I will praise you because of your goodness in me. Lord, I cry out to you. Let your Holy Spirit and your presence come on us right now. In Isaiah 40:29 says, you will give strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. We cry out to you right now, Lord. Deliver us in your Son's name, Jesus the Christ. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. Yes, we do need your help. Just like Donnie McCurtain said as I played it before, I need you, Lord. We will continue to praise you and magnify your name regardless of the situation that we may be going through. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Please continue to be with us, Lord. Lead us and guide us and help us. Help us to continue to be a good child of God and do your will. We need your strength. We need your guidance. We need your protection. We need you, Lord. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. May God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We only have a few more minutes left, and I'm going to play Donnie McCurtain, I Need You.
shoulder, your hand holding me. And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm mine again. Lord, I fall so short, you know, who I am, Lord, from the start, you know my heart, I need you, I need you, say now,
I feel like God is also saying, be still and know that I am God. Your life has been, I will say again using the word discombobulate recently, full of changes and new responsibilities. You have continued to spend time alone with me, but you have found it hard to really be still and focus on me. You need to set aside time for listening to me, blocking out the distraction and reconnecting with me in the depths of your soul. Without this focused time in my presence, your soul will become malnourished. Other people may not notice, but you can tell the difference. Of course, I know the difference even before you do. I can see the needness within you. Needs that only I can meet. As you pour yourself into listening to me, I want you to experience my delight in you. I see you as you truly are, my beloved child, gloriously clothed in my righteousness. Open your arm and your heart to receive my delight in full measure. The light of my love is shining upon you. Be still in this holy light, resting in the assurance of my unfailing love. Be still and know that I am God. This is the end of our show tonight. Be blessed. And if you want to have more information regarding the 8-week session, please contact me at 770-981-9118. And be in prayer for me. Ask for God to give me the strength to get through this moment that I'm experiencing. Be still and know that I am God. Have a great week and be blessed. And tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m.
Your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see, Lord, what would I